Previously on Let's Talk Drama Series, Tendo goes back to school after discovering that she's pregnant and has a one-on-one counseling meeting with Miss Pinky. The pastor is still sticking to his decision of going against the new subject and refuses the offer to witness what the students learn in the new subject. Miss Pinky gives a stern warning to Mr. Sadiki. Vusi and Sam are involved in a heated debate in class.
Welcome, welcome. How can we help you?
Hello, I would like to wash my braids. How much would that cost?
They are not that long, so not so much.
Oh, okay. That's okay then.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you.
Isn't that the sex lady from Riverblock?
Which one?
The one that just walked in.
Don't you have any shame? What are you even doing here?
Excuse me?
Are you not Pinky, the one teaching young children about sex?
Yes, I am the comprehensive sexuality education teacher at Riverblock. What is this about?
Are you not sitting in that school encouraging our children to have sex with each other?
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but who are you?
Don't act all innocent on me. My name is Dolly, and my daughter Tendo has learned some despicable sinful things from your teachings.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss.
Mrs.
I am sorry, Mama Tendo. I think you have my work confused. I am not teaching any children about sex, but rather encouraging them not to engage in sex at this tender age. And if by any chance they do have sex, they need to know how to be ready for the responsibilities and be safe. I am not teaching them anything pornographic, which can wreak havoc on their young minds.
What's the difference? You are telling them more about it. That's why they're rushing into it in the first place. You're telling them it's safe to do something that they should be waiting many years to know or even engage in.
I am so sorry you feel this way, but I have not encouraged Tendo or the other students to do anything that they shouldn't be doing.
Are you calling me a liar? How dare you? My daughter is in trouble because of a woman like you, someone who should have protected her.
I am sorry, Mama Tendo. It's not what I intended. I am just doing the job that the government has hired me to do.
So what did you intend to do? To turn her into a shameless, loose village woman like you?
Dolly, that's enough. Like she said, she's just doing her job. No need to embarrass her in public because you're frustrated about something she had no power over.
No, Rose. She is the reason these young children are being careless. She should be held accountable for what they're doing because she is the one teaching them about it.
You know she is not. And the sooner you stop looking for someone to blame, the better. I'm sorry, Miss Mabuza. Dolly has had a rough day.
It's okay. I understand her anger. I came here to speak to her about the situation and how we can all be supportive of Tendo.
What do you mean supportive? I'm not standing by what she did.
Dolly, don't say that.
It's okay. You see, I understand. And I know Tendo will get through this because I did.
Oh, sorry, Miss Mabuza.
It's okay. You can call me Pinky.
So what did you do, Pinky?
I have walked in Tendo's shoes. I had the baby, but also continued with my education. Of course, it was not easy. If I had not been supported by those around me, I wouldn't have made it through. It is one of the reasons why I try to teach young people about safe sex and the myths revolving around sex. That's why I wanted to talk to Mama Tendo to be supportive of Tendo, because pregnancy is not the end of Tendo's life. As long as you support her through it.
Oh, I am so sorry for going off at you like that. I'm so sorry for what you went through.
It's okay, I understand. You were just frustrated. But I had wanted to make sure you are there for Tendo, because she really needs you right now.
I'll try my best.
That's all that matters.
I am so sorry, my dear. It has been rather hard to deal with this whole situation.
It's okay, Mama Tendo.
Call me Dolly, please.
Dolly, all that matters is from here on is that Tendo has your support, because it's going to be even harder for her.
Thank you, Pinky. You're a very strong woman. I am so sorry about everything I just said. You too, Rosie. I didn't mean it this morning. Thank you for being a good friend.
Ah, Dolly, you're practically family. Whatever you go through, I go through. I'm here for you and Tendo anytime.
Thank you, my dear.
I feel like a few of your customers have some questions for me. Please, feel free to ask.
Tendo, You want to scrub my dishes to nothingness?
Mummy, I didn't hear you come in.
How could you with all that loud scrubbing?
I needed to do something with my hands.
I should have kept you busy enough to avoid this situation.
Mummy, I'm sorry. I know you're mad at me.
My girl, I am so sorry about how I reacted. I shouldn't have said all the things that I said.
Mummy.
Tendo, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am disappointed about what has happened. But my reaction was way over the top. I think I said so many hurtful things that can make you feel like you've done something wrong. It was a mistake. And the best thing we can do is move on. Tendo, what's wrong? Did I say something bad?
Mummy, I'm just grateful. I've been so scared. I don't even know what to do. How did I end up this way?
My girl, it's okay to be scared. You didn't know what you were doing. I'm so sorry you felt so alone. But from now on, you have me on your side.
Thank you, Mummy.
Now wipe your tears.
Okay.
What are we going to make for dinner?
Hey, did someone die? Why are you people crying?
Welcome back home. Honey.
Thank you. So what's wrong?
Please have a seat. Let's talk.
This sounds serious. Dolly, what's going on? Speak, please.
Dad, I...
Tendo, it's okay. Let me handle this.
Handle what? Someone tell me what's going on right now.
Tendo is pregnant.
She's what? How? When?
Daddy.
I said it. That stupid salon of yours, full of women gossiping about everything children shouldn't be hearing, where you keep taking her to.
This has nothing to do with the salon.
It does. This has everything to do with it. I have told you countless times not to take my daughter to that place, and now you are telling me she's pregnant.
Please don't talk like that.
Talk like how? Huh? You want me to congratulate you? Okay, Tendo, congratulations on your baby.
Daddy, please, I'm sorry.
Sorry? You have brought me shame and you are sorry. Is that going to fix anything?
Please, honey, calm down. Let's talk about this.
Okay, tell me this. Who is this young man responsible for putting you in this situation?
Our focus should be on Tendo's well-being right now.
Stop defending this situation, Dolly. Young lady, tell me, who is responsible?
It's Vusi.
Of all hooligans, it has to be the worst one in the neighborhood to do this to you.
Please, calm down. You know how your blood pressure can get. Oh.
This is not my issue. You did this. You fix it.
It's okay, my girl. He'll come around. Daddy will come around. He's just angry.
What if he doesn't?
Don't worry. He will in the long run, okay?
Okay, Mommy.
When was the nurse's appointment?
This Saturday. I will call and confirm.
That's okay. We'll go together. Going forward, I'm going to be here for you.
Thank you, Mommy.
Tendo, stop this crying, sweetie.
Young man, are you Vusi?
Yes, I am.
I was on my way to your house. Are your parents home?
Not yet. They went to the village.
When do you think they'll be back?
Hopefully this weekend. Is something the matter?
Are you friends with Tendo?
Yeah, I know her from school.
Have you been close lately?
I don't understand what you mean.
You see, young man, my niece is pregnant and she's claiming that you are responsible.
Is she mad?
Like I said, the girl is pregnant and she claims you are the father to the child.
It's not true.
How do you mean?
She has been spreading rumors around, but like I said, that child is not mine.
Watch your tongue, young man.
I know that baby is not mine.
What evidence do you have that it's not yours?
I just know.
She's very sure that you are responsible.
I also know it can't be mine because we did it standing.
What? Listen, young man, there's a lot for you to learn, and I think this child is going to be a big start for you. I'll come see your parents this weekend, and we'll speak some more then. You hear me? These kids.
Come in! Ah, Manzini, you are welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. How are you?
I am well. God is always good. How are you? What do I owe the pleasure of your visit?
Ah, I am well too, but wanted to talk with you about a very important matter.
Ah, I hope it's nothing very grave.
It is more of something we need to nip in the bud instantly, and your collaboration is very important on it.
And what is that?
A few weeks ago, there was a case about rape by a student from Riverblock, and today one of the young girls from the church has been confirmed to be pregnant.
Oh no!
I think if we don't have an open discussion about the rampant cases of teenage pregnancies in this village before they get out of hand, it might end up being too late for our young ones.
And how do you expect us to do that?
We should allow students to be taught comprehensive sexuality education.
Manzini, that's preposterous. That's encouraging sin.
Not necessarily. I have read a little bit more about this and it seems like it's going to be a good thing for us. I mean, you want them to abstain, yes?
Yes, very much so.
Well, many years of research have found that adolescents who receive comprehensive sexuality training actually delay having sex for the first time and are less likely to become pregnant than adolescents who receive abstinence only until marriage messages or no formal sexuality education at all.
Interesting. I didn't know this.
Indeed. We didn't know this because we haven't given the subject a chance.
But what if we give it a chance and things don't change?
Well, we can never know until we try.
I am hesitant, but you have always been supportive of the church's efforts. I will ease up a bit and allow the will of God to lead us. I see why it's important for us to let the children acquire this knowledge. Let us go speak to the headmaster and we see a way forward.
That would be good. Your support of the comprehensive sexuality education program will be good for the community. If the church is actively involved while the school does its part, we might see good results soon.
Ah, I see your point.
I am glad you do, because it's important for all of us to be supportive at this time.
Let's talk early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. Why or why not do you think the pastor and the church should get involved with teenage sexuality? Do you think comprehensive sexual education training in primary and secondary school contribute to students being promiscuous or falling pregnant? Why or why not? Vusi said it was impossible for Tendo to be pregnant because they had sex standing, which is a myth. What other myths do you know about sex and pregnancy?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/letstalkEUP. This drama series was brought to you by the United Nations Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.letstalkEUP.com.